process.
And so I think what our goal is that the city has also, what we can do as a city, we have found 5 acres at 111th and Avalon. We found another 5 acres at Ascot Hills. And we have, of our $9 million we've been able to raise, 3 of it we can use to buy property actually at the site. We're trying to raise additional money. The one donor won't allow us to use the $6 million they're providing unless we buy the entire site. We can have a backup strategy of saying, look, right, at the end of the day, it's 2 months of hard work. We're all going to work our butts off to try to raise the other $7.3 million. At the end of the day, you'll work with us. We'll stand side by side. But at the end of the day, if for some reason we don't get there, right, and you can work it out with Alina Bokde and go through every single contract, every single relationship that we develop, at the end of the day, that you will declare victory if we have a minimum of, say, 4 or 5 acres that stays there, and we have 14 acres citywide, and you can say, look, what I've done is what we've built is a revolution of open space. I'm going
to
finish my conversation.
Then I'll say it again.
That what you've been able to do is take this revolution of open space and you've made it citywide. So we have 14 acres that is run by farmers, that 14 acres not on site. That's if that could be a backup strategy, I think I could get the mayor to stand side by side with the farmers to try to raise everything we can to raise the addition, the last 7.3 acres. That's what the best we can do right now. If as we raise more money, then it'll be less money we have to raise. But that's where we are right now.
Please,
can you try?
Okay. Lo que dice, la parte de lo que él dijo es que se puede decir victoria, ¿verdad? Y que él puede que el alcalde esté junto con los trabajadores, sí se puede agarrar 14 acres por toda la ciudad, ¿verdad?
No.
Y 6
en 3 locaciones.
En 3 locaciones y 6 en el espacio que existe ahorita.
I would take 2 questions, a short one, and then we.
Of the farmers, and I know as a backup plan, we're not willing to accept having broken up land across the land. It doesn't make sense to me why you would tear down a community garden that's been there for so long, and then tear down some buildings over here to make a natural wetland there, and then build buildings over here. It doesn't make sense.
It's not our land.
Ahorita no se comprende por qué es que el alcalde o la ciudad está dispuesto a tener a diferentes espacios dentro de la ciudad, quitar edificios para crear espacios y no rescatar uno que ya existe.
Well, I wanted to finish though. You said that I was talking with a representative from who works real close with the mayor. And she said that you guys, yeah, exactly like you're saying, you got $9 million in funds from the city helping the farmers. If you were able to get $9 million, we couldn't raise more money. I mean, $9 million is more than half of what he's asking for.
I think we can.
So, I mean,
I think we can, but
can
it's just
it
hard.
More than 2 months? I mean, and let us
hopefully
fundraise
we can.
So we can get the money to get it. I mean, we can make contracts saying we can get the money if you give us the time to come up with it.
Well, so far nobody except the mayor's office and the Trust for Public Land has raised a penny. We actually got a bag from the farmers. They ran a little fundraiser and we brought in about $30. But any ideas you have for how to raise money, we'll be all over it.
It's okay. Please, hold on, please, we just take
your comment and then Sarah, and then we come back here. Yes, Rich.
You said that there are 3 commitments that the city was making, one of them being the $50,000 from the Harbor Department. I'm wondering what the other 2 commitments that the city is making are.
Ella está preguntando que él dijo que se habían hecho 3 compromisos y que uno era...
How much money? $50,000 from the Harbor Department for the option contract. $50,000 from the Harbor Department to get the option contract, hold the farm for 30 days. That's one.
Que eran $500,000 del Harbor Department y que cuáles son los otros 50,000 del Harbor Department y cuáles son los otros que se está trabajando porque no se ha escuchado.
And then the other thing is
de la ciudad.
You're saying okay, and so this is just a comment, and if you want to respond, that's fine. You're saying that the city has raised this $9 million But you've
well, it's
also
actually the
or the city and the
yeah.
trust for public land.
Right.
But if Tezosomoc spoke with the millionaire who donated the $6 million, and that millionaire has earmarked that land or that money only for the entirety of the farm,
right.
then to me that sounds like there's some kind of disconnect there in terms of saying, like, obviously Tezo was involved in raising that $6 million. So, okay, but, and that's just an aside. What I really want to know is what are the other commitments of the city?
Yeah, there's a huge irony in the role Tezo played in that $6 million. It actually, well, I don't even want to go there. There's a huge, huge ironic story as part of that. But you know, we have to look at different types of legal exchange ideas. We're looking at things that we can do to make it more attractive to, so that when they go from 25 million down to 60 million for the sale, they can get some kind of additional benefit, like the possibility of a charitable easement was what it's called, things that will give them, make it cheaper, the final asking price, the final sales price be cheaper. And so we're working on a number of different things in order to facilitate the purchase of this property for the farmers. We're doing things that we don't necessarily like to do, but we're trying to do things to make it possible to make this happen.
Thank you. My question is very simple. You've raised 9,000, you need 7. Forgive me. You've raised 9 million, you need 7 million more. 9 million is quite a down payment. Don't you think you'd get somebody to loan at very good rates, the other 7 million, so that you could make low payments on that loan, so that it would be actually rather quite affordable for the city on a budget of, what is it, 5, 6 billion a year?
The final fee owner, so the Trust for Public Land will purchase. The fee owner will be the Neighborhood Land Trust, right? And the managers will be the Garden Council, is the way we're hoping to structure it. We're trying to get the Deutsch Foundation to come in to actually give the South Central Farmers a whole education arm, to fund an education arm, so to give some backup to the farmers to get out their message. But the city is not going to be the fee owner. The Neighborhood Land Trust, it's a public trust, will be the fee owner.
Whoever the owner is, if you've got 9 million banked in value, banked in land, many lenders would be happy to loan you the other 7, because they know you're not going to walk and you got 9 million into it. So my question is it not a viable option? You're saying let's raise the funds, but if we run short, is it not a viable option to simply borrow the remaining relatively small portion of the funds?
Well, this would be up to the Trust for Public Land. You could have that conversation with them, but they will tell you, though, it's not a viable option, because they ultimately, the payday actually has to, you are responsible at some point, and that they don't have the ability to make those funds to pay that monthly. But we are looking at a whole host of additional options. So now that we have the 9 million, there are a lot of things that may be available. The possibility of Baykeeper funds that might be able to be available, the infrastructure bond. We're looking at all the different options to try to get to the end game. And we're looking for bridge funding. The TPL could possibly do bridge funding to get us to those end games. So we're looking at all of those options.
I need to translate. Ahorita se está hablando de los contratos, de que esta persona va a tener, va a ser el propietario, la propietaria. Entonces creo que ahorita los tenemos que enfocar porque la demanda es que nosotros queremos tener
okay.
una junta con el alcalde, ¿sí o no? ¿Quieren tener, sí? ¿No quieren una junta con el, verdad? Que es lo que estamos demandando ahorita, una junta comunitaria con el alcalde para el martes. So, can we have that? That's what the question has been,
right?
To have a meeting,
Tuesday.
Community town meeting with the
Tuesday.
Mayor on Tuesday. That's what we're asking right now.
That's the demand for you.
That's
would the mayor be willing to meet with the people on Tuesday?
Tuesday?
I think the answer is no.
So the mayor is not ready. Okay.
Yeah.
No, please, before you and then the last from.
But very quickly, and your name is Larry?
Yeah, Larry Frank.
Deputy Mayor Larry Frank. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, because honestly, it sounds
yeah.
have been impressed with how it has not been negative in
right?
My question is, you have told us that we will not have to worry about being gone away from the farm on Tuesday,
okay,
right?
Bueno, que no, él ya nos ha dicho que no nos tenemos que preocupar que en uno a dos días va a haber la división.
So do we have your word that you will prioritize today the paperwork that it takes for us to not be out of the farm on Tuesday?
Yeah, and I also, you have my word, you also have my word that the mayor will attempt to personally intervene before that
okay.
were to happen.
And will you also help us to establish the meeting the meeting with, you know, the community meeting that you're talking about. Maybe not on Tuesday, but we need to have it, you know, we need to get the ball rolling to have the meeting as soon as possible.
My comment is basically the mayor came out yesterday and spoke to us, and he said that the leadership of this organization changed weekly. I would like to point out here that the Tesla and Lucina are the elected officials of the Southwest Farmer. They are only the ones who are leading this movement. There's no change of leadership this week.
Okay, I appreciate that.
So the mayor is not is the mayor not willing to meet with the people this next week? That is the issue.
Anytime next week, you said no.
I'll ask him.
How are we going to hear from you? When are we hearing from you today?
How can we confirm
so,
that?
Well, you can talk to Lorraine Perez, my assistant. That's 213-922-9741. Yeah. But I've already told you, I think,
what is the number again?
213-922-9741. I've actually been missing two meetings since I've been doing this, so I got to go back at it.
We've had a lot of success tonight.
Yeah,
thank you. Let's keep it going.
Do you have a business card I can take?
Yeah, thank you for your work. Everything you're doing is making what we're doing possible.
Sunday, 3 p.m., there is a mass meeting on the farm, and we are please inviting all of you to be present at that meeting. And frankly,